Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 on this Wednesday, July 1st. Welcome to July, everybody. Glad you're with us. Roger and I got a busy day today. We're going to do the show here and then head to Marianna, which we've never been to the city of Marianna, right, Rog?
I don't think so.
Neither one of us have been there.
No, I don't know. Where do you get off on?
I haven't been to the east
side. Where's the exit?
Remember the last time
we've been? There's an exit for Marianna.
We were over there on the east side of the state. You remember? I haven't been over there very much. You were with me one time. We've talked to it. It would be a listener. If you knew this as a listener, it'd be pretty impressive. Because there's a joke about it. It's something we did that we shared.
Best listener contest.
Oh, is that where it is?
Remember? Well,
we shared the shower?
Yeah, that was when we went fishing. Whoa. We went fishing.
Is that where we stayed?
Not Marianna, but that was the last time we had been over there.
That far?
Yeah, it was. Remember? It was on the river.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just can't remember what city would it have been. It was
West
Helena.
Memphis?
I think it's Helena.
Was it Helena?
Yeah, I think it was Helena.
Helena or West Helena?
I don't know. Anyway, that was the last time we've been
shared a shower.
Yeah, we did.
Well, not exactly.
Water. Yeah, we did.
Roger,
yeah.
I was like, "Come on, Roger, let's go. We gotta go." So Roger had taken a shower, and the water wasn't draining.
And you do all kinds of things in a shower.
And so I just hoped that he was clean. And I had to get in there. Gotta go.
He got the water anyway. Was standing.
The water was standing.
Okay. It was shin deep. It does not get plunged.
If you remember, Roger, we went with Wild Man and didn't catch a thing.
You did
the day before.
Oh, okay.
Or it seemed like it was the day before, and then we went out either it was the morning or after. We caught nothing.
David, who else were we? Who was it?
I think it was just us.
No, it was Wild Man. Who else took us out there? The contact that took it. Was it David White? Why do I remember that name? And that could be way off.
Anyway, it was Wild Man was with us.
Yeah, it was Wild Man, but there was somebody else with us as well.
Oh, in the boat with us?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was the guy.
I remember. Luckily,
you remember our shower, but you don't remember.
I know, that was more important.
I don't know. More memorable.
Yeah, it is. So the point of it is, this is the first time we don't spend a lot of time on that side of the state, Rog.
No.
We found out that Edwards Food Giants corporate headquarters is over there.
That's where it started. Gary Prophet said for the first decade or so, he was driving back and fro.
And it's because of that, we reached out to maybe the most famous person from Marianna. I don't think he was born there, but he grew up. Dennis Dirt Winston, who was a great, he was on the all-century team, Roger, for the Razorbacks.
Sure.
The old century. And he was a stud of a linebacker. One tall guy, 6 foot, 225 pounds, but he was fast.
Man.
Won two Super Bowl titles with the Steelers. My dad remembers him with the Saints. So he played with the Steelers for six years, and then he goes with the Saints the last 5 years.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll have.
No, he was a great Razorback,
and he was on those last 3 years of Frank Broyles. He did not get the Lou Holtz. He was gone just before then. And so, Craig, I know Craig would be excited to have Dirt Winston on the
Great
show
shirt,
with us.
Craig. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
Very nice, Craig. Craig, have you been to Marianna before?
Marianna saved my college degree at Arkansas State University, TV degree.
How's that?
Okay. This story takes 15 seconds. Special events class senior year in broadcasting at ASU. Me and two other classmates went down to Marianna to do the Marianna-Jonesboro game because the assignment was to do play-by-play for a high school game. We took an old reel-to-reel tape recorder, put it down beside me, started the reel-to-reel tape recorder, doing the play-by-play, not knowing that the take-up reel on the tape recorder was not moving because my leg was up against it. And when we were done at the end of the game, we were knee-deep in tape that had been fed through the tape recorder and not taken up by the take-up reel.
Oh,
The people at the stadium left the lights on or the power on so we would have time to take a pencil and stick it through
how
that
long?
Reel and rewind the tape so we could make sure we got a grade in the special events class at Arkansas State University.
How long did that take to do? To
it took at least 25 minutes. At least. Lights off. Everybody's leaving. But no, the Mariana people were so gracious.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Did you know that that Dirk Winston was from Mariana? Did you know that?
No.
So, you know, Billy Winston was his brother, nephew, I think. Yeah, you know, Billy Winston, he had Darius Winston, he had the Winston.
Yeah, and
then there might have been one more Winston. But Dirt, do you remember Dirt as a player?
Oh, heck yeah.
19 tackles against USC.
Oh, man.
I think that was at War Memorial, number 5 USC. Remember, that was the only game USC lost that whole year, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Kickoff returns and then he goes on. We surprised him.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. Do you remember a guy named Rodney Slater? Do you remember
him?
Yes. Yeah, they were in school together. I didn't realize that.
Wow, he worked in the Clinton administration.
He sure did. Craig, how are you this morning?
Fabulous. I got a big announcement to make.
Whoa!
Big announcement.
Hold on. Yeah, do we want to wait till 7?
Let's wait till the there you go.
We'll wait a few minutes. We'll get some more folks over.
We got to have the Genesis opening to make the big announcement.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Roger, let's go ahead and hit that. Since
you want to go ahead and hit all
Oh,
this,
okay.
Craig.
Well, then I'll make the big announcement.
Hold on, Craig.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, see, if y'all run down the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed,
get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Great to have Craig here. Someone says, Dennis Winston is the, this is from 501, Dennis Winston is the one who shut down Anthony Davis from USC when they came to Little Rock and we beat them.
Anthony Davis, did he
win the Heisman that year?
And he was always quoted as saying the hardest hitting team
faced was the
University of Arkansas.
Well, Roger, wasn't it, was Jimmy Johnson the defense coordinator then? Or was it the guy that went down to Tampa? He came under Lou.
Monty Kiffin.
Yeah, Monty Kiffin came under Lou.
Yeah,
I think it was Jimmy Johnson.
What?
Because Jimmy was Johnson. He coached Dan Hampton and he coached this 76 team. I think if you go back and look, Christian, look that up. See if you can find the coordinators for 1975 and 76. We'll go watch this. Who's faster, Roger or Craig here?
Now, wait a minute. I thought that USC game was
1975,
76.
I thought it was 71, 72.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Jimmy Johnson still could have been there. So you think it was? What year do you think it was?
I thought it was 71 or 2.
No, 73, 76 is that's when he played.
100%.
So, yeah, it's got to be one of those three. So they go the Cotton Bowl 75, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
could
that have been the year?
74, 75, you would think?
Well,
no, that wasn't the year because Arkansas did not have a great year.
Just look up Arkansas versus USC, Little Rock, and see.
We beat them, but we didn't have a great year.
That's right. We ended up beating the national champions.
Yeah.
Which was a stunner. So, Roger, you mentioned that somebody said, why is his nickname Dirt? And somebody said, because he will blank your blank in the blank.
He'll put your member in the dirt. That was the deal.
So are you sure on that? Okay. Well, how'd you find that out?
I heard it for growing up forever. It makes sense. There's no other reason why it would be called Dirt. And then
it's not the way he talked.
It's not the way that.
That's the way he played.
When I sat with him at the bar at Mainline Sports Bar, and he chopped it up.
Yeah, he's in every Hall of Fame except the NFL Hall of Fame.
Huh.
Yeah, he's in. You know,
he needs to get a hold of them and put them in the dirt.
I'm not sure his numbers would warrant the NFL Hall of Fame, but he's in every other Hall of Fame. Everything in
he's
Arkansas.
In our Hall of Fame.
He sure is. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Craig, we're going over there to continue our tour of 100-year-old restaurants, and we're going to Jones Barbecue today, which is
the barbecue place in Mariana you're headed to. I want to get a good report on that.
Everybody says that this guy, when he closes the door, when he's out of barbecue, so Roger, our luck, we'll get there, and he'll close that thing, and then we'll have to go to another barbecue place.
Listen, you've got to get a hold of Rex.
I already did. Already called.
Well, call the guy and give him your credit card. I've got your number. I'll do it.
The Food Hall of Fame.
It's only $3.50 for a sandwich, and then he sells you like a little bit of a, what do you call it?
To-go?
To-go, not a sandwich, but just the meat itself.
So he cooks like 12.
So good. You know. There's only two tables in there, Gregory.
Two
blessed tables.
And one of them is when he's tired of it.
If there's no seats, get out of here.
Now that's a restaurant, right?
Dude,
there.
You don't have to go home. You just can't stay here.
Soup for you.
Get my barbecue and beat it. Tell your story, Walt.
No soup for you.
Do want to thank Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer of adventure. Craig, we're getting ready to go to a NASCAR race here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
What are you doing for July 4th?
July 4th. I'm going to go see the Making Amends at the Clinton Library. Free admission that day. So
Making Amends.
It's a display honoring the U.S. Constitution.
Okay.
And as a man who can tell you every article and every amendment in the U.S. Constitution, as well as the preamble, I'm destined to go.
Okay, you'll appreciate this. Roger, I don't know how long it will take us to... there's Steve. Let's go to... I didn't see Steve. Now, is this Steve Edwards Sr.?
Yes.
It is Sr.
Look at here. This is Craig. We found out that the home headquarters of Edwards Food Giant is in Marianna. Steve, give us details, buddy. This is the big poobah of Edwards Food Giant.
We just want to welcome you to Marianna and Jones's Barbecue. And like I said, everybody's getting old, and I've got a doctor's appointment, so I'm not going to get to see you today.
Well, give us a story real quickly of how far Edwards goes back.
Oh, gosh. The first store my dad was ever a partner in was in Forest City, and it's an auto zone now, so it's 8,000 square feet, long time ago. And then his partners opened in Helena and then Marianna in 1964, and we kind of had things scattered around and moved our corporate office to Marianna in 1988, maybe.
Wow. Well, we'll it's one of those things where we appreciate the history of our state. And remember, Roger and Craig, back in the 60s, the great Razorbacks were coming from the east part of the state.
Exactly.
I mean, if it hadn't been for that, you know, Ken Hatfield, Helena, his brother.
Late Bobby Crockett.
Yeah.
Ray Tucker.
Yes. Steve, anything we need to know about Marianna besides that of interest?
Exit 221 at Wheatley.
That's it. All right, buddy. Well, great to hear from you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right.
Buddy, thanks.
Hey, listen, Gary Proffitt said that for the first decade or so, he was coming back and forth from there here, you know, because they were opening up all the other stores.
Yeah. Wow. And you can imagine in the 60s, you know, again, hey, that's
there. Hey, Sam Walton, Newport.
What's that?
Yeah, Sam Walton that he started in Newport.
Newport was the first store?
Well, not the first Walmart store, but it was,
Ben
Franklin, yeah.
I guess I've got that story.
Gave birth to Sam Walton, Ben Franklin.
Oh, no, I was going to say, Roger, I don't know how long it's going to take you to find it. Christian, you must find this in the next 5 minutes. Find the
David Basil
find
challenge.
The clip of Roger doing the Michael McDonald song to the Declaration of Independence. Yes. Have you heard that, Craig? This is.
I think I've heard it, but
I forgot why we did it. But what?
Well, because it was.
Was it because it was the weekend? I mean,
it's
it was
either
before July 4th.
Lincoln and Michael McDonald were born on the same.
That's
day.
What it, I think. That's what it was. And so I challenged Roger to see, and then Roger put this together. And
yeah. So I'm trying to.
As you brilliant comedians do.
Oh yeah.
And he does a great Michael McDonald impersonation, and he did it. Was it Declaration of Independence, Roger? Is that what it was?
Not Declaration.
No, it was.
Gettysburg.
It was
Gettysburg address.
It was Gettysburg address. Yeah.
Well, if you can't find it in 5 minutes, that's okay, too. 661-1037. Somebody said, was it Jim Lindsay from the eastern part of the state?
Abraham Lincoln, the first part of the Gettysburg address, since it's his birthday, sung by Michael McDonald, which is also his birthday. So here we go.
That's how it happened.
7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
There it is.
Wow. How
there
about that?
That's it right there.
Man, I feel like it's February.
Why did we do that?
Yeah, because it was the, he just said it.
No, why did you want it today?
Because we were just talking
about
our
nation. Well, it's because it's part of American history.
Yeah. We're talking about 250 years.
All right, listen, I have got to read the morning show notes. I had no idea. Yeah. Very good, very good.
We did this in rehearsal.
I know.
I can see Roger and Craig doing some back and forth about historical in nature.
Huh, what could we?
He'd be a great.
We could be a reenactment of the Constitutional Convention.
Do you have a favorite?
Do you have a favorite founding father?
Yeah, founding father. Yeah, nation's leader. Do you have one that's a favorite that you quote or that you hear ye, hear ye? No.
Well, I do know this, that they from the steps of the
of Minnesota
the Independence Hall in Philadelphia in 1776, someone read the Declaration of Independence to the crowd. And you know there was somebody in that crowd going, "We can't hear you!" I wish I'd done it. I could have been heard.
Let's do this. I want to hear this big announcement. Let's do the announcement now, and then we'll come back. We're going to visit with, we'll call our friend Dennis Dirk Winston. But let's hear the announcement.
The big announcement is the Baldwin and Shell school tour is returning, made possible by Genesis of Conway. If it weren't for Genesis of Conway, we could not do the school tour.
Wait a minute. So you've got two sponsors in there, Baldwin and Shell.
Baldwin and Shell paid $70 million for the naming rights.
Whoa. Yeah. 14 years?
Minus $69,999,999.
Yes.
But nonetheless, it is the Baldwin and Shell reading road trip made possible by Genesis of Conway.
That's awesome.
Because the Genesis is going to get
so that will start in August?
Yep, and when the schools start returning and the administration start returning, we'll start soliciting calls.
When are schools out?
Well, much like the naming rights to the stadium which you mentioned,
yes.
The details. This means you will be reading once a week.
Once a week, that's right. Very good, David. Yeah. We talked about that in rehearsal.
once a week,
we hope to get close to 30 schools. And we're going to be concentrating on the Diamond Book Award nominees.
Wait a minute, 30 schools at once a week?
Yeah.
Wow, so that goes into 2027.
Well, here's what happens. You have Read Across America Week, which is more schools. And you also have the big day of reading with the Little Rock Public Schools, which is usually in November, the Mendel Reading Day. So,
do you wear something in particular for the kids?
No.
Tricorn, you don't wear a tricorn hat?
I thought about getting a suit of armor and calling myself Sir Read-A-Lot.
Okay.
That did not just go over my head.
you had a bit that you used to, you would wear the tux.
Well,
wasn't
necessarily on the school.
That's what I'm saying.
What I wore.
Yeah. So.
Well, David, I tried to wear a suit to the very first school I read to.
What kind of suit? Like a
just a regular suit because I was a news anchor and I thought it'd be cool for the kids to see a suit. That. No. And I got so sweaty.
It was
awful.
You need a giant
Baldwin and Shell shirts.
What about T-Rex? What about T-Rex outfit?
T-Rex outfit. Hey, the kids would then kids would be paying attention to that. All right, we'll come back and visit with one of the greats of all time for the Razorbacks. Where are they now, Roger? Well, sort of an unofficial start to this segment.
Yep.
That we look forward to doing.
Sponsored by no one.
That's right.
Wow.
Don't go away. You're here with the great Craig O'Neill.
Yes. Great.
7:25.
Maybe I'll start tonight and do things right.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Norway won their first knockout game in history, beating Cote d'Ivoire 2-1. Norway has only qualified for the World Cup four times and had advanced past the first stage just once prior to this year. Erling Haaland has scored in his first three World Cup starts, becoming the first player to do so since Hungary's Sándor Kocsis in 1954. In Game 2, France beat Sweden 3-0 as Kylian Mbappe scored two goals. In 18 World Cup games in his career, he has 18 goals. In Game 3, Mexico beat Ecuador 2-0, making it to the round of 16 for the first time since 1986. They've yet to allow a goal. Today, England and the Democratic Republic of Congo will get it started at 11 on Fox. Belgium and Senegal will play at 3 on FS1. And the final game will be USA taking on Bosnia-Herzegovina at 7 on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 97 degrees. Heat index going 105, maybe higher this afternoon. Of course, the heat advisory is still in effect today. In effect through Friday. All right, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That'll continue into this evening with an overnight low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
When you're in your 50s and you're looking for somebody to get with, ain't no new car smell anymore. It's all broke. Ain't no Corvettes out there. Just a bunch of red Cobalts with a brown hood.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
You come in my bedroom, there's a CPAP machine, a nebulizer, and a bottle of Camphophonic on the bedside table.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I had no idea he was a man.
All right, 727.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were on.
Before we visit with Dennis Dirt Winston. Craig, you lost one of your dear friends. Yes. in the broadcast
just
world. A lot of people,
about BJ Sams.
BJ Sams, yeah,
passed away late last week, last Thursday, I believe it was.
Great guy,
and just so loved at Channel 11, and so many people let me know that texting and calling from Channel 11. We were up at my wife and I were up at the river, and it was a testimony to how much they loved him. Channel 11's had a tough year. Lost. Lost our weatherman, Ed Buckner.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then lost BJ, and they lost several people who worked behind the scenes that were loved, too. So
not your time yet, Craig. You're sticking around with us a little bit longer. You're yeah. sticking around with us. But, yeah, it's hard to hear about it. And I know the funeral arrangement sometime next week.
I think so. Now, that's part of it. I got to call back everybody and find out when that was, because the family is in Tennessee, and from what I understand, they were going to honor him in Tennessee. So we'll see.
We're going to play this clip, this segment open that we've got, and it's going to apply to some things we do throughout the year, bringing back, finding some old Razorbacks that we hadn't talked to in a long time. We just happen to be, because we have dirt today. Let's go ahead and try this open out. Let's hear it, Raj.
All right, we're going on three, so, and so.
From packed arenas to record-breaking tracks, from the diamond to the court, it's time to catch up with your favorite former Arkansas Razorbacks. The stars, the legends, and the ones you know, you remember, but you just can't quite place. Some went pro, some went corporate, and some might be sitting two tables over from you right now. Men, women, all sports, all stories. This is Where Are They Now, where every Razorback has a past worth revisiting.
Yes, sir.
Well, there is no question who this guy is. Yes, Dennis Dirt Winston. What's up, Dennis?
How you doing, David? Can you hear me?
We can. You got me and Roger Scott, Craig O'Neill,
your biggest
Christian
fan.
Weaver. Got a bunch of Hog fans in here, and always good to talk to you, buddy. And is life good? Things good for you?
Hey, couldn't be better. Hey, it's beautiful in the neighborhood.
Well, one of the reasons we reached out to you because we're headed to Marianna today to go eat at Jones Barbecue. Roger and I have never been to Marianna. Roger grew up in this state. I've been here, you know, almost 45 years. What should we know about our trip to Marianna? You grew up there. I'm sure you've eaten at Jones Barbecue plenty of times.
Plenty of times. I grew up on that barbecue, and you know what it's been going now, 119 years.
I think so. Somewhere they say it's somewhere in the 1910s.
Whoa.
And he's third generation. A family-owned business, and it's pretty simple. When they run out of barbecue dirt, he shuts it down.
That's it. That's it. That's the reason you have to get there early, because if not, I mean, he start early, and he finish early.
Yeah, I think, Roger, I was reading today that he actually, I think, will serve you, like, if you get there at 9. You know, it's like the doors don't open at 11. If he's ready to serve you like at 10 o'clock, he'll serve you.
Well, you know, Dennis, your quickness was always a trait that you had on the defensive line. Is that because you didn't want the barbecue to shut down? Is that why you were so quick?
Hey, I was always first in line.
Well, for those that don't remember, I think you were born in Forest City, but you grew up in Marianna and went to a high school. What was the name of the high school you went to back then, Dennis?
It was back then Robert E. Lee High School. Mm. First I went to Anna Strong High School, and then Robert E. Lee High School.
Wow.
When you were getting recruited, who recruited you from Arkansas?
Coach Harold Horton and Boris Malcheski.
Oh yeah, listen, Boris was the money man, right? he was the guy that had the distributorship, right?
He was a bag man.
Anything we need to know about that, Dennis?
No, well, at that time, Boris was actually over the dorm. He lived in the dorm.
Gotcha.
You know, he hadn't quite gotten the beer distributorship.
Ah, yet. Okay. I gotcha. He obviously well-known name. And, of course, we know Harold Horton was responsible for some of the great, including Dan Hampton. You know, you were there for, you know, you were recruited, played Coach Brewer's his last few years, 73 through 76, if memory serves me right. Anything stand out to you about like as when you got on campus and early on, did you always want to go to Arkansas? Was that where you wanted to play?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. It was two places that I was gonna go, and Arkansas wasn't one of the two. University of Tennessee, either Oklahoma State University at that time.
Oh,
because Bump Phillips was the defense coordinator at Oklahoma State at that time.
Didn't know that.
Huh.
And John Little was recruiting me from Oklahoma State. And from Tennessee, I just wanted to play at Tennessee because I had a great time at the University of Tennessee when I went to visit.
Gotcha. Hmm. So what happened? What happened to turn you to Fayetteville?
hey, that's a story. Believe me, I was going to Arkansas no matter what happened, and that was between my parents, my high school coaches, and the University of Arkansas.
Oh,
so your parents said, no, you're not going to Tennessee or Oklahoma. We want you to stay in state and go play for Coach Brewer's. Of course, Coach Brewer's was a legend. You know, obviously he had won the national championship and been a dominant program in the 60s, and so you were going to a great place. And so what was it like to play for Coach Brewer's in those years?
Well, it was great for me because I started as a freshman, you know, and a lot of us started as freshmen.
Oh.
And end up winning a Cotton Bowl out of that group, you know.
You bet.
Ike, baby. And, Ike Forte, what a game he had in that Cotton Bowl, man.
I'm telling you. Hey.
You all could bring it.
Well,
if you looked at him, if you looked at Ike Forte, you'd think he couldn't hardly walk. I mean, he was
Pigeon toe. You
know, he'd walk all funny and everything, but he could run that football, him and Jerry Edgewood.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys were I think, one of the earlier groups of black athletes playing up there. I can't remember the first year of the first black player up there, but you guys were relatively new to that program, right?
Yeah, we were the first group, 13 of us. We were the first large black group to go there, and we all just kind of bonded, and, you know, all of us, I'll put it this way, the most of us graduated from there, too, you know.
Right.
Wow.
Got our degrees and everything.
Yeah, who else were notable that we would know that was in that group besides you? Any names we'd recognize?
Let's see, Bo Busby. Bo Busby, Bruce Mitchell. Let me see.
And when you guys got there,
Harvey Hampton.
I remember Harvey Hampton.
Harvey Hampton. My roommate.
I remember him. What were the expectations like, Dennis?
Muskie
Harris. We know Muskie very well.
Do we ever.
So expectations were you guys to play well. And who was your defensive coordinator your years up there?
Jimmy Johnson.
I took a guess at that. How cool was that? What kind of defensive coordinator was he for you guys?
Man, it was like the Energizing Bunny all the time, you know. I mean, he'd come out there, he'd be jumping around, and, I mean, he'd be like, come on, coach, I'm tired, you know. And but he had so much energy that it kind of tired you out sometimes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, that's,
I bet you were never late for practice.
Oh, no. None of us was ever late for practice.
Yeah, he was a stickler.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Dennis Dirt Winston, one of the all-century players from the 20th century.
Well, tell me again, why Dirt?
Yeah.
Or a nickname? When did that start?
Yeah, when did that start and where did it come from?
Bruce Mitchell gave me that name because a lot of times when I'd hit people, pick them up off the, you know, when I hit them, I stick them and then pick their legs up off the ground and dump them down into the turf. You know,
probably a nice interpretation. Probably a nice interpretation of what you would do. You were a hitter. Well, the one game that everybody likes to talk about is that USC game. They won the national championship that year when they came to Little Rock. The only loss was to you guys. You had 19 tackles. Anthony Davis, one of the great running backs of all time. What do you remember about that game?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that was 19 tackles with assists, but that was 19 total tackles unassisted.
Oh, that was solo tackles, 19 solo. Whoa. So your total was higher in total tackles.
Right.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Exactly.
You know what the number was with your assist on top of the 19?
It was 19 total tackles.
Okay, so that was your combined unassisted and assist solo tackles. I got you. Still a great game.
It was no assisted, all tackles.
Okay, well that's interesting that you had all those that were solo. What do you remember about that game? What do you remember about USC? That was obviously they came in. Who was the coach for USC then? What was his name?
John McKay.
Yeah. So they came in, big reputation. I'm sure the atmosphere was great at War Memorial. What do you remember about them as a team in USC and Anthony Davis? Were they talking smack? Were they giant? And how did that game sort of transpire? What happened during that game?
Well, they were giants because the year prior to that, we had went out to Southern Cal.
Yeah.
And they called us. They thought we were the band because we were so small compared to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the biggest guy we had on our team was Bryson Manor.
Yeah, I remember Bryson.
And that tight end, Charlie Young, was bigger than he was.
Wow.
What was the score? I don't remember what happened. What happened on that game?
17-0 or something like that?
The USC won the game?
At USC.
Yeah. 17-0 there.
And so then y'all wanted revenge in Little Rock, right?
Well, like I said, they called us. They thought we were the band because we had these plaid pants and this red jacket on. And so we told Coach after that year, and we weren't going to wear those plaid pants or those jackets anymore, you know. And so just get rid of them things, yeah, you know.
That meant a Coach Broll's deal. Well, yeah.
And, Dennis, one of the big games was War Memorial Stadium against Texas A&M, who comes in as the number two ranked team in the country and was on a fast track to the Cotton Bowl. They were heavily favored against the University of Arkansas on a foggy night or foggy evening in War Memorial Stadium, and you all schooled them. I mean, schooled
them. What was the score of that game?
31-6,
right?
We schooled them.
Oh, it was
same year?
Exactly.
No, it was 2 years later.
Okay, got rid of it, yeah.
It was 2 years later because they were headed to the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, we beat them to go to the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. And they were heavily favored. And Woodard, what was Woodard's first name? The running back for Texas A&M, who was huge. And everybody said that he's going to run all over Arkansas. No, I bet his biggest game.
Yeah, they
was
had
4
Bubba,
yards.
Bubba Bean, all of them.
Oh
guys.
My lord!
Paul Roaches, Ed Simonini.
Beat him.
I'll remember that name.
Beat him 31-7.
You had this great career for the Razorbacks. You're a fifth round draft choice for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That had to be outstanding for you because the Steelers had already won, right, two Super Bowls before you got there. So you get there, and what was that experience like playing with the Steel Curtain?
My first year we went to the playoffs. We didn't win the Super Bowl that year. My second year and third year, we went back to back. You know, 78,
79. Right, right.
And won it. And so that made us the team of the 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You beat the during that decade, you know, those Super Bowls wins against Cowboys are painful. Painful for Cowboy fans. So what was it like playing?
It must be a Cowboy fan in the house.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also a Dirt Winston fan.
That's
too,
right.
So,
that's it.
Believe me.
What was it like playing with Mean Joe Green and all those great players? Terry Bradshaw. We're going to get him in a second. But on that defensive side, though, Jack Lambert. I mean, the linebacker crew alone, the Hall of Famers there. What was it like?
Oh, man, I tell you, hey, only thing I had to do was listen to what defense was called, and we went to work.
Who was they?
We went to work, and I was secondary, was probably one of the best secondaries ever, And we got two Hall of Famers out of there.
I think he had four on defense
We got two Hall of Famers out of our linebacker group.
Maybe it's six.
And we got one Hall of Famer out of our defensive line, but LC Greenwood should be in there, and he's not right now, but he should be.
I mean, Donnie Shell, Mel Blount, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mean Joe Green. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Out of the 11. Who was the best?
Mel Blount.
Yep. Mel, Donnie, Jack, Lambert, Ham, and Green. Who was the best of all of those, would you say, just the most dominant player? Was it Mean Joe?
Oh, Joe was just outstanding. I mean, nobody could block him, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody tried to double team him. He just decided when he wanted to get to the quarterback, he'd just go. Nobody could stop him.
So,
6'5", 320 pounds. Man. Run,
he wasn't in the band. He was not in the band.
He was a man. Well, we also I don't know if you knew this or not, Dirt, but we had Terry Bradshaw on our show once a week during football season last year. We've done our show at his ranch, and what a fun guy he is. What do you remember about Terry?
Now you talking about a funny guy now?
Yeah, he is.
And love to have fun. Terry is just that type of guy, and if you're around him, you're going to have some fun.
It's funny, Dennis. Remember Roger, he said he didn't really like the game of football because it was business, and that sounds like what you're saying is true. He likes to have fun. He did movies. He could sing. But people forget he was a great quarterback. You know, he was the
you know, top draft pick and was great out of college, had a good bazooka of an arm. Of course, he had great receivers and a great offensive line, but I think sometimes people forget how good of a quarterback he was.
Man, that dude, you talking about, we had two quarterbacks that had bazookas, him and Joe Gilliam. And I'll tell you what, they had bazookas, which, you know, same thing Elway had. They could throw that football. Mm.
And so then after that, after you finished your career, you obviously went to the Saints, too. You played football at the Saints. But you were a coach for a long time as an assistant. You even had a short little interim head coaching opportunity at Grambling. You coached for a long time, too. Did you enjoy those years?
I enjoyed all 30 years. I did 30 years of college and professional coaching.
Wow.
You know, I coached in Canada for 3 years and won a great cup there. Mm. And,
coached at Arkansas for a couple years too, right?
In college, I coached at Arkansas, coached at Toledo, coached at, coached at Grambling, coached at Slippery Rock.
UAPB.
Coached at Arkansas State. UAPB, Arkansas State, Kentucky State.
Wow. I know. It's a lot.
Rose City College.
Man.
That's a lot.
I've been around.
Yeah,
in that 30 years.
I bet you got to know moving companies. Man.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
All right, Dennis, here's the big question. If NIL had been in place when you played in college, how much would you have charged? How much would you have been worth?
I'd probably say about $1.5 million.
Well,
you are to me.
Yeah, well, you're on the All Century team, which is a compliment in itself. If you're of the 100 years of Razorback football from in the 1900s, that's a great compliment. And you're in every Hall of Fame there is, except for the NFL Hall of Fame. And do you look back and are you grateful? Any reflections on the career you've had growing up in Arkansas and playing in the pros and coaching? Pretty impressive career, Hall of Fame for sure, legendary.
Well, I'm just glad to still be here because a lot of my a lot of people I played with and coached with and was and coached under, they they're no longer here, and God has blessed me to still be here to be able to do this interview today.
Well, that's the truth. Now, are you keeping up with the Hogs now? It's been tough. Listen, as a former player myself and team captain, it's not easy to see what's been going on up there over the last 15 years. What about you?
Well, I'm not a Fairweather fan. That's where I went to college at, and I'm always be a Razorback, and I'm always gonna pull for the Razorback, win, lose, or draw. You know, it's still my college, and.
There you go.
I'm just some decisions that they've made I wasn't real happy with, but hey, it's new era, new things happen, everything changed, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I think we all look forward to getting back to being competitive and winning football games. It's been tough. A program, again, in the 70s, you played for the legendary Frank Broyles. You played against some of the greatest players of all time and with them. And you are yourself, Dennis. So congratulations on a tremendous career. And, Roger, you got a chance to sit with him at before one of the Hall of Fame. Nice guy. Super guy.
Yeah, Dennis, you don't remember me, but it was when you were at Mainline Sports Bar in Hot Springs at Oakland Racetrack a couple of years ago, and I was playing. I was doing trivia, and I sat down with you and another fella, you made sure I asked you a question. I made sure you got it right.
You got the answer.
Oh. Well, I thought you walked out of there with a $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A.
Dennis shook him down. Hey, listen, you're a great guy. Look, I didn't mention, too, Billy. I played that. Billy's your nephew, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's my brother's son.
Yeah, yeah, so I got a chance to play with Billy. He was a freshman with me, good young man, had a really nice career at Arkansas, and a lot of other Winstons have come out, but there's only one Dirt.
Congratulations on a Hall of Fame career.
He's a bad mamma jamma. He is. Bad mamma jamma. That's what we'll go to the break with. Dennis, thanks so much for your time. Hope to talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks, Dirt.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Thanks, Dirt. Dennis Dirt Winston. And he's on the all-name team, Rod. It's all-nickname team.
No doubt about it. Dirt, Batman, just got to give it to him.
Listen, he would knock your head off.
Bambi. No, he wasn't Bambi at Arkansas.
Lance didn't get Bambi till he went to San Diego.
I got it. Dash Rip Rock.
Don't go away.
Her body makes me a perfect every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown a bit of tension. She's poetry in motion, beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you know, anatomy. She's still good, she's still good. She's still good.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration. But there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything. Family owned and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. the future of luxury today.
It's Justin Akre for Serta Pro Painters. You know, there's some projects you keep saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. That was me with painting. Then I called Serta Pro Painters, and honestly, the process was ridiculously easy, professional, on time, and they really care about doing it right. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary, you get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. So if your home or office could use a refresh, let freedom and fresh paint ring.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Best line is your life.
Great song there. Wrapping up things here with Craig O'Neill.
Heading to Lake Nixon today.
Are you?
The Lake Nixon Day Camp. Going to be reading to the kids during the read and relax hour.
Look at you.
And we're going to be reading a book about voting.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
We
Fun
have a
fact. Little. Yesterday, or last night at trivia, I did a question about voting. It was the 26th Amendment, I believe, was
yes,
what
it was.
Talk about. And what did 18, they do?
Down to the age of 18. Mm-hmm.
What a treasure, Roger, we have in Craig O'Neill.
That's right.
Reading about our country to the kids.
I'm telling you right I know I'm not the only one that wants to tie him up, gag him, put him in my trunk, and take him wherever I want to
go. Well, we, in our big meeting yesterday at Baldwin and Shell, we had a talk about getting guest readers. I would love for you to join me.
Oh, stop.
Wow.
That would be terrific. Wow. David has already confessed that he's no good at it, so he's out. He's sitting on the bench.
He didn't graduate.
Doing to thank Genesis of Conway for sponsoring Craig, and they're also sponsoring you
to the schools.
Yeah, that's in your Genesis of Conway vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, have a great July 4th. Thank you for all you do, Craig.
All right,
it's so
see
great.
Y'all at the Clinton Center
we
on
love
Saturday.
You here. Yeah,
yeah, take your kids out there. Yeah. You know, on
learn
July
about
4th.
The Constitution.
How about that?
Absolutely. Well, oh my gosh, you've got a presidential library right here.
Yep. Yep.
You got to go.
Name an amendment. I'll tell you what it was. 1 through 27.
Whoa. I don't doubt it. You know every horse that's won the Kentucky Derby.
27. I'll tell you the amendment.
He just told you what 26
13.
Was.
13.
13 is 13 abolished slavery in 1865.
Whoa! Listen, boom! I knew that.
About that.
I knew that.
Is it number 14 what they're talking about right now? In the
14 is protects the rights of all citizens and modified the population count in 1868.
Woo! Woo! Somebody said, can you imagine Craig O'Neill singing the Scholastic song? Is he talking about Schoolhouse Rock or what?
Schoolhouse Rock.
Absolutely.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Ooh, well, there's your man right there.
Listen, what are you, I don't know if you saw my list of 2027. I do it every year, 2026 rather, then it is collaboration. With Roger and Craig.
We're going to do it in the classroom, and we're going to do it
in his Genesis.
Uh-huh. That works. I'm good with that.
Listen,
Once you get in it, you'll never want to get out of it.
Craig, keep up the great work with the kids. That's awesome. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great July 4th, and we'll see you next week.
Okay,
brother. Happy July.
Thank you, and have a safe trip to Marianna, and tell them all I said hi. That made my career degree possible.
How fun was that today with Dirk Winston? I scheduled that too. We scheduled it perfectly where you could enjoy that.
Oh man.
You threw out the A&M game. Yeah.
Oh man.
Tommy would have been on cloud
that
nine too. Tommy Smith.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hero,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. All right, Craig. All right, we got NASCAR coming up.
Craig O'Neill, everybody. There you go.
Steve Qualls will coming up. We got softball to talk about with Clint Albright, and we got Joe Nichols coming up.
It's
Wednesday.
Like
yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, don't go away. 8:00.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind